Her second military rapist, the general who spouted promotions, has died in the Ant War. He dies rich, dies guilty, too, his will mentioning her a fleet scandal. Karen laughs at hushed whispers and gestures just out of the corners of her eyes. She had planned to kill him someday, but this does nicely. Tense negotiations in conference room, surrounded by leather-bound precedents. The children sitting on either side of their bewildered wooden mother, their eyes blazing hatred and envy for the luster of her blonde hair and for what they assume to be the comparative richness of Karen's relationship with their cold, calculating, career-minded father. They want to kill her, but they sit still, as per lawyer's orders, for the money. Another transfer, more promotions, often due to her considerable merits. She rises always, higher and higher, feeling like two people, but the promotions are something after all, aren't they? Tries a couple of times, and nothing, never knowing which of the two cared or could care. And if she doesn't know, the poor men. Transfers away from it twice, once too soon, once far too late, but either way, gone from it. A year before trying again, too little to matter, another promotion though. Rising is. To her mother's deathbed. Terminal prognosis, she is told. No hope for me, says mother, adding macabrely that she had been born again. She urges baby to repent. But the sanctimonious bastard padre, who never misses a chance to touch her, however chastely, during her devotions, makes her ill, and she tells him so. Stung, he informs mother that baby's penance is as insincere as the scarlet paint of the harlot she is. Dies mother, slowly and badly, refusing to admit her sinful daughter to the end, on the advice of her priest. Over a year later, pinched with the hardness of despair, she tries again, and it almost works. His name was Leslie, and he was a lovely man who loved her dearly. In return, she felt a genuine affection. She felt a true warmth, and safe. She felt safe. At the crucial moment, she told Leslie all. He ached with the jolt of her life. He wept. Also, he questioned, over and over. Then he accused. Then he raged, then denounced, then beat her. Then he went.